I'm Kate Hughes, Communications Manager at Wolverhampton Homes.
And Wolverhampton Homes is a public sector organisation?
It is, yep. Yeah. It's actually called an arm's length management organisation. It's the part of the council that manages social housing. So there's 23,000 homes in Wolverhampton that we manage. And in fact, one in five homes in Wolverhampton is one of ours. So it's quite a big thing in the city.
So Wensfield and where James and Steph live,
yeah.
Your patch?
Yep, definitely. It's one of our four areas. We break down our stock into four areas and it's one of the four. So, yeah, it's very important to us. We have an office there on Alfred Squire Road and, yep, we're very keen on Wensfield. We like it.
Okay, so what you as a comms officer for the public sector, why does something like WV11 matter to you, or does it matter?
Yes, definitely. I knew about WV11 before I went to work at Wolverhampton Homes, and I was very excited to have the opportunity to work in an area where there was such a good local blog. It's not really a hyper-local blog, it's bigger than that, but they do so much for their area, and I could tell even before I'd met them in real life that they were very positive people, because just the way they'd written the stories, it was all about making the area better, and that made me think, well, this has got to be a good thing. And when I went to Wolverhampton Homes, I started really my first week, I introduced myself to them and I said that I wanted to work with them more closely, and how could we do that, what would they want from us? And they said, well, send us anything you send to anyone else. They said, put an RSS feed on your website, and we hadn't actually got one at that point, although we have now. So we did that, and just try to help us wherever you can, really. And one of the first stories we worked on together was that, I don't think they'd posted it, but they'd seen it on Fix My Street, a request about some garages, and these garages were derelict, and they'd seen the Fix My Street thing, and it had actually been tweeted as well, so they'd said, oh, hang on a minute, you know, what's going on here? Do you have anything to do with these derelict garages, and can we get them sorted, because they're an eyesore? And I did a bit of digging, and I found that, yeah, we were responsible for them, and we tried to get to the bottom of why they were derelict, and there was lots of different reasons about it, and it's still ongoing to this day, so it's not an easy resolution. But through that, we did lots of... they'd come to us with a request and we'd provide the information, or I'd just find something out and I'd let them know. We also had the situation where the Express and Star were picking up stories from the WV11 blog. I knew that they were coming from the WV11 blog rather than from the Express and Star talking to us directly. And so that annoyed me slightly, because I thought it wasn't fair on Steph and James, who were doing the actual work. So when the Express and Star would come to us and ask us for a story, I'd get the story ready for them and I'd send it to them. But I knew that they wouldn't be able to print it for another 24 hours. So I'd also email it to James, which is a bit naughty probably. But, well, I just thought they cared more about the area. They really wanted to see it fixed, and they'd been the ones who picked up the story originally. So I thought I owed it to them, really. And... I think they appreciated that I was sort of putting them on that level where I respected what they were doing and valued what they were doing. And even though they were giving us a hard time over it, actually, rightly so, because it was derelict and it was making their area look rubbish. But even though they were giving us a hard time, I knew that they had the interests of the area at their heart, so they wanted to get an answer for it and they deserved to be listened to.
I mean, any good local newspaper would say we have the interests of the area at heart. But do you sense that there's a different motivation for somebody like Steph and James from even sort of the best and the most caring local reporter?
Definitely, yeah. I think there's the issue of, well, one person's paid to do it and it's their job, and another person isn't. And Steph and James have jobs, you know, have other things going on in their lives, but they still think this is important enough to do it. And they do it with, you know, they set it up from their bedroom, and that's how much they care about it. And it's not like they've set it up and then just let it die. It's thriving. And so that makes me think, well, they really must care about their area. And I think that the newspapers do care about their area, but they also care about selling newspapers and, reducing staff and, you know, making a profit ultimately. And
writing headlines.
Yeah, and writing headlines that sell papers, whereas Steph and James are interested in what makes the area better. So it's not to say newspapers are dead, we'll never deal with them again. Of course they're not, and they're important and people still read them. But certainly in our area, WV11 is a brilliant example of what people can do, you know, when they just put a bit of time and effort into it, and I think they deserve the credit for it.
And would your job be easier if there were more sites like this?
Yeah, definitely, and that's what I want, really. For all the other areas, it'd be massively easier. And also, I think the job of my organisation would be easier. It would be easier for us to, well, engage with the local community, for one. I think things like antisocial behaviour, it's easier to tackle it if there's a vibrant social media scene, because people can talk about what's going on. I mean, Steph and James, for example, they promote, like, the local meetings where you can go and talk about antisocial behaviour, and it's a massive issue at the moment on Ashmore Park, because there's a few sort of key people who are causing ASB. But there might be people in that area who didn't know you could go along to the meetings, and now, just because of this, they do. So, yeah, if there were more, we'd love it and we'd help them as much as we could. And I think from a comms officer point of view, you're always thinking about resourcing and have I got time to do this? And to some extent, you just have to have the mental shift that, yeah, this is worth the effort. These people are worth building a relationship with, because it's important for the area. It's as important as the local newspaper, if not, in some cases, more.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.